Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Afternoon, at the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in just after 5 o'clock on... still sunny outside? I think we're getting... tough to tell. It's like we got a little sun. It's kind of being a little Jekyll and Hyde the last couple days, but I think we're moving into Some sunny days here.
Let's find more sun.
Majestic Pacific Northwest.
I'm not ready to buy into that yet. I think we might get occasional rain.
We've got, we're just underway, right? Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I think our stream is a little behind the actual game. But
we are underway at Madison Square, about to drop the puck in Dallas.
Yeah, and we do have Reggie Miller and one of the Van Gundy brothers on the call of the Indiana Pacers and the New York Knicks.
Stan Van.
Yeah, Stan Van. So you got Reggie Miller, who's obviously knee-deep. I mean, I would make the argument that Reggie Miller is the key figure in the Knicks-Pacers rivalry. And then you got the Van Gundy, which is the wrong Van Gundy brother, but his brother, Jeff, is a key component to this whole thing.
Yeah, that's true as well. He was Jeff was clinging to the leg of a player in that. That wasn't the Pacers brawl, though. Was that the Heat?
No, that was the Heat.
Yeah.
But Van Gundy was involved. I think Van Gundy was the coach of the Knicks when all this was going down. Am I
wrong? Is that right?
Maybe I thought Van Gundy was the coach of those teams with Starks and Ewing and all those guys.
That is possible. I don't recall for sure who was the coach of those Knicks teams. We'll find out.
But we will not have Reggie Miller on the call here because we can't hear him. But I don't know. I think it's kind of fun that as long as Reggie Miller is able to keep neutral in this, I think he could have some fun with this, kind of doing a tongue-in-cheek thing.
I am finding myself already thinking this is far more gripping than the Western Conference. And I didn't know if I would feel that way, but there's an Eastern Conference Finals game that's an historic rivalry at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Well, no offense to the Timberwolves and the Thunder, but there's no real history there.
No.
Like, Oklahoma City, they've been to a finals before, but, you know, Oklahoma City pulled out of Seattle, and when I think of rich history in the NBA, I would make the argument that Oklahoma City has one of the, I don't know, the least, because I don't think of them as the Sonics.
By the way, Pat Riley was the coach of that next
team. Riley was the coach, so it wasn't the Van Gundys.
For the Larry Johnson team. When he hit that 4-point play and he used to do the whole LJ thing.
Okay, so we got Ryle. So only Reggie Miller. I thought Van Gundy was involved.
He could have been an assistant on one of those teams.
Well, You still have the Van Gundy connection to New York.
Can I just say with the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah.
You can tell when you turn that game on. If you knew nothing about sports, nothing about the NBA, you could turn those games on and say, those look like expansion colors.
Yeah.
When you see their jerseys,
sure.
They're giving expansion team.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's, where you know what I do? You know what I mean? Yeah, like you have to start picking like teal and weird colors because you can't be red, white, and blue. You can't be blue and orange because those are taken. So you end up having weird like blue, orange, green, blue, orange. Sure. You know, and both those franchises give expansion team energy just when you'd see their uniforms.
Not great history. Minnesota's never really done anything. Oklahoma City is...
They're called the Thunder.
Yeah.
We're giving, again, whereas, expansion type mascot. The Knicks,
Pacers have... They have history. There's beef there. And
by the way, Jeff Van Gundy was an assistant coach on that Knicks team.
Again, we do have some Van Gundy connections there. And then, I mean, of the old arenas... I think that's it. Madison Square Garden
the Mecca.
Madison Square Garden is the OG. There's not another one. Like in baseball, you've got Fenway and you still have Wrigley. I believe in the NBA, the only one you have that's actually an old school OG arena is Madison Square Garden. It's the Mecca.
Yeah, when they closed down Oracle Arena in Oakland, that was 1975, but I think that was the next closest, and it's not, and nothing else is close to it now.
I went to New York years and years ago for a visit, I think 10 years ago or something, for a visit. And Madison Square Garden, the doors were open. You could go look. And you guys, I want to know if you judge me for being kind of a jerk for this.
Oh, I'm going to judge.
I went in and was really excited. And it was in the summer. We went and we visited in the summer because in Portland, you know, you want to get away.
I'll leave out there for God's sakes, yeah.
And we went in and the colors and the logo were the New York Liberty. And it just took a little... It was not...
I get it.
...as cool.
I get it.
Does that make me a bad person?
No, it doesn't make you a bad person. I would feel that way...
That's how it felt.
I would feel that way if I went into Madison Square Garden and it was set up... Emily, I'm not trying to throw
shade. Anything other than the Knicks. Anything other than the Knicks.
Yes. Or like, again, if you went to Wrigley and it wasn't set up for the Chicago Cubs, it would be weird.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I walked in and it was all excited and it was the New York Liberty and I was like, we can go.
You didn't take a look around though?
Oh no, well, not the court at that point.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, well, I'll look around this arena, but I don't need to take pictures of the court. I don't it's not the same.
You're WNBA champion, New York Liberty.
They weren't at the time.
You jerk.
I know.
Yeah, it's fine.
And UNESCO was obviously not a part of the team then, so there's like the local connection
didn't exist.
Didn't get yourself a Lobo jersey?
That's right. That would have been Rebecca Lobo. Years, right? No, I didn't. But that's that time, man.
I'll push back. I'll push back and be a sexist jerk with you for 2 seconds.
I'm not being a sexist
jerk. You are being a sexist jerk. Okay, but fair enough. I'll back you on being
I told you, dumb bitch!
I appreciate all women in sports. And I have two daughters, hashtag girl dad, all that Kobe stuff, right? Like, all the opportunities in the world. But what I don't like is when, if you aren't into women's sports, that you get labeled as a sexist pig. And because to me, I can support something and want something to succeed, but not want to give it my time and energy. I make strategic, like I feel this way about anything. Like I don't watch, if male lacrosse were to come here, I wouldn't go and watch it.
Right.
I don't care about lacrosse. I don't spend a lot of time watching professional golf unless it's one of the four majors. I don't watch. My buddy had great season tickets to the Portland Thorns, and we used to go to all those games. And then they doubled the ticket price. The new regime came in, and his season tickets literally doubled in price.
That's wild.
Guess who doesn't go to Thorns games anymore?
Right.
We don't. Like, it was not a value thing there. And so when it comes to women's basketball, I can appreciate all of the great players that have come, whether it's Cynthia Cooper to Rebecca Lobo to Candace Parker to Sabrina Ionescu, I think it's great. But on a day-to-day basis, I don't find that product to be very enjoyable to watch. I don't find the game particularly enjoyable. I don't follow it that much. I only know a handful of players. It's just not in my wheelhouse. And I don't understand why, if you do that and you say that, somehow it makes you an ass. Just like hockey is my favorite sport. I watch more hockey and I go to more hockey games than I do anything else. But if someone doesn't watch hockey, it doesn't make you anti-Canadian. It doesn't make you some sort of
America,
ass for not liking it. It's just, it's not your wheelhouse. And yet we have entered this weird world now where if you don't fully embrace women's sport,
I am an ignorant boob,
or you say that you don't follow it or you don't particularly like it, then that makes you an ass. Like, women's softball is great. I can, if there was a women's softball game that was around the corner from me, high level, I would go and watch. I find that to be really, really interesting. I think women's volleyball is exciting and fun to watch. I don't find women's basketball to be particularly entertaining. And so therefore, I don't really watch it. I would not, when the WNBA comes here, I'll go to a handful of games here and there to kind of support the local thing, but you're not going to find me at those games on a day-to-day basis.
I think if you're a sports fan, and we've talked about this week, it's kind of been a theme of things this week, that if sports in general can grab you sometimes when you don't have interest, that generally you wouldn't have interest, then you find yourself kind of falling in love with an event because you're caught up in the storylines, you're caught up in the action.
Yeah.
If you consistently, instead of ever at any point getting caught up in women's sports, you clown it.
Yeah.
Or make fun of it. Yeah. Then, yeah, you're a sexist jerk.
Sure.
But I think everyone who's a sports fan, when they're watching the Olympics or whatever, is like, wow, the 4x100 team for the U.S.,
incredible.
That was unbelievable. The 4x400 team, that was incredible. And if you can't appreciate the athleticism and the spectacle that is those athletes, then, yeah, you're a sexist jerk.
Yeah.
But you don't have to buy a jersey and be all about it, or else you're being sexist. Yeah. And I do think we have a hard time with that in society where you have to be all in.
Yeah.
And if you're not,
yeah,
you're not an ally.
Well, it's like you said, you were concerned when you said, hey, does this make me a jerk to walk in and see the New York Liberty and be like, eh? That's not why you came to Madison Square Garden. And I think that's a fair statement. If I went to see Madison Square Garden, I would not be going there to see the New York Liberty play. That is on the list of things that I could watch at Madison Square Garden. That's above the WWE. I was going to say, like, like, I would see the New York Rangers, then like a big fight, a UFC fight or a boxing
That'd
match,
be cool.
And then I would go Knicks, and then I would probably, well, actually, I would go concert, then I would, like, Billy Joel at the Garden.
WWE is pretty electric in person.
And then the Knicks, and then I think I'm going Liberty, then I think I'm going WWE.
Oh, for me, it's Knicks 1. In MSG. Yeah. I think there's a lot of history there. Yeah. I mean, a lot of my childhood, I watched a lot of NBA as a kid with the Jordan era Bulls. So a lot of my childhood, I watched the Knicks because they were in the postseason every year. So I have a level of romance about Madison Square Garden, and it did kind of suck the life out of me a little bit that it was the New York Liberty logo. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about women's sports. It just wasn't the vision I had.
Watching Angel Reese shoot layups just doesn't do it for me. I can't.
Here we go.
It's a bridge too far for me. I just can't. I'll watch people bomb away threes, but the
Caitlin Clark is white.
There's parts that I struggle with, but I still would rather watch it than I do not get for the life of me the rise of the WWE. Like, that has become more popular than ever, and like ESPN's covering it, and we make it out to be like a real sport. That baffles me that grown men love the WWE.
I don't.
That's
get it
one
at all.
That. Because I can understand getting roped into the athleticism, and then there's a lot of things that you can really like about women's sports. I do not get the WWE thing. That's one that's baffling. So at least when you went there, it wasn't a WWE event at Madison Square Garden. So you got to find the
that's true.
You got to find the positive notes,
I suppose.
Or you didn't have to watch Angel Reese shoot layups. I'm just trolling you because we were talking about that before the show.
She's the Dennis Rodman of the WNBA, not in terms of character, but in terms of her skill set.
And
she's
yet Rodman never came out and said
an elite
it's
rebounder.
Because of me too.
It's right. Well,
we're not starting a Ryan Clark thing here.
We don't want to do that whole thing.
We're not starting a war.
I'm not emotionally prepared to have this conversation.
People have pointed out now that a take foul in the first game of the season in the third quarter has now led to Ryan Clark posting photos of his biracial children and having to justify that online.
Right? Isn't that the
most? What is happening?
Exactly. That foul, that seemingly harmless foul.
How did we get here?
We now have some sort of race war between two ESPN personalities. And they're both black, for God's sakes.
What the hell is going on?
I'm not taking the bait here.
He's not taking the bait.
I am not doing an RG3 take.
Black,
I am
please,
not a fan of RG3
but
in any way, shape, or form.
The pushing shall continue. Tushes will be pushed when we come back. Primetime on the Fan.
Wow.
We're at the NFL meetings today, and do we know if Jim Irsay was there? Like, because the NFL owners are the ones that vote on these resolutions. There's 32 owners, they vote. And I didn't read anything about Jim Irsay not being there. And then we found out today that Jim Irsay just died, like today. So is Jim Irsay's final act on this planet is voting on whether or not you can shove a grown man in the ass? Is that, do we?
It is possible.
It is possible.
I'm just going to.
Did the tush push
I'm
going to
wait
Jim
on
Irsay?
All this because there could be another layer here that makes it incredibly sensitive. And I'm not quite ready to go there with Jim Irsay. We'll see.
Yeah, if you didn't hear, Jim Irsay, the longtime owner of the, I think he took over when he was like 37 when his father died, and controversial, had some substance abuse problems, been arrested a couple times, but was a key figure, I guess, by all accounts. He was on the NFL Finance Committee, and he was a big, I think he was one of the more well-known owners in all of the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, when you think about like owners that are front and center in the NFL. Well, obviously Al Davis was, and now his son. I think the Davises, you look at Jerry Jones, I think is a big one. Bob Kraft. And then, like, where do you... I would make the argument that Jim Irsay might be the next one on the board.
In the last 5 years, he's clearly a top five owner in terms of public persona and awareness.
I mean, you look at like social awareness. You look at like, you know, Hunt in Kansas City, but I don't know how many people can pick him out of a lineup. Jeffrey Loria in Philadelphia, but again, I'm not certain how many people. I mean, you know his name.
I couldn't, and I'm a pretty big NFL fan.
Right? I mean, and a lot of the teams have changed hands or have gone through maybe family shifts like Houston and New Orleans, but Jim Irsay has been there, I mean, basically my entire adult life.
Buck, is this my familiarity with Niners that I just think Jed York is fairly present?
Yeah, I think he's fairly present. I think it even came to a head of him being too meddling in the Jim Harbaugh era. It seemed like he wanted to be around and involved a lot. There were even reports that he walked into a meeting once and Jim Harbaugh said, sorry, this meeting is for men only, and embarrassed him on his way out the door.
Right.
And then
that.
After the coaching change there, the Jim Tom Sula debacle, he kind of went a little step back. Hands off, let John Lynch take the reins, and has been less involved, but still very present.
Not as present as Irsay, but he's up there too. Aren't that many owners that you know by name and by look.
It's a big deal, so we're not really certain how. They just said that he passed away in his sleep, and Irsay did make it clear that they're not selling the team. He said that he's got a bunch of daughters, and they're not exactly sure kind of how all that works and who takes control. But, I mean, years ago, it was like 10 years ago, he said that when I'm gone, this is my family's team. His intent was to not sell. So everything that we know about Jim Irsay is that will not be a sell thing. That will be his daughters run it. And then how involved they are, who knows?
Right.
But, rest in peace, Jim Irsay. But yeah, the NFL meeting today, we kind of thought everyone went to bed yesterday with the idea that the tush push was done and gone. Remember, because at the previous meeting a month or so ago, this was tabled because they didn't think they had the vote. So the fact that it came back and they were voting on it, I mean, it was widely thought that this thing was dead and gone. They needed 24 votes in order to ban this. And I guess it got really contentious to the point where you had Philadelphia, the owner, the GM, and they brought in Jason Kelsey. And I guess they went for like
lobbying.
Yeah, Jason Kelsey went in and lobbied for this. And they actually said that Jason Kelsey might have been the tipping point. They fell two votes short. They needed 24 votes to kill it. They got 22. And they said that Jason Kelsey coming in and saying that, I believe Kelsey's quote was, I would unretire if all I had to do was the tush push 60 times a game, because the idea was it was a dangerous play. And Kelsey was like, no, he goes, it's the safest play. And they're saying that may have actually swayed people.
Well, there
and,
you go.
And then it turned contentious because I guess Jeffrey Lurie, who's the owner,
was being extra.
Yeah. I guess he came out and, I mean, it's a little awkward to say, but he said that whether this thing gets banned or not, he called the tush push a boy's wet dream.
Not a child's.
A boy's. That's a child.
Yikes. It's all uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable, but
like
when you
teenage,
say a boy.
Like a teenage boy's wet dream.
Wet
they
dream.
Invented a play or came up with a play that is so unstoppable that the league now wants to ban it. And he spoke for over an hour, and at one point, Jed York shouted out, the Niners owner, something along the lines of, do you have any more blank to say, or can we move on here?
And Troy Vincent, who's one of the head of the NFL's like competition committee, the former player, I guess he started yelling at Laurie, being like, hey, we don't need to be talking about wet dreams in here.
It got weird.
Yeah, it did get weird. But I guess it went down. Two votes shy.
I got to be honest. I'm anti-tush push. It's not a player health thing. For me, the thing that separated football from rugby is that they don't do that whole scrum push thing. And it used to be that you were not supposed to push or pull the ball carrier.
You can't pull them, I don't think.
Push or pull. But you can't now, push or pull the
I
ball
think
carrier.
Now you still can't pull, but you
right.
can push.
But, right. I'm just saying you could not yank the ball carrier, the ball carrier in any way, that the ball carrier's momentum was created by the ball carrier or the blockers in front of the ball carrier, but you couldn't push or pull them forward. And I know you still can't pull them, but you can push them. And that's very rugby-ish. It's very rugby-ish sport and move.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it.
I do. And I love that the Eagles...
But you're a lineman. That's such a lineman
The Eagles, my favorite is the Eagles, the first thing, the moment this went public, they put out on Twitter, it was a photo from like the end zone view of them getting ready to do it. And then it just says, push on. And then they released a 26-minute clip, 26 straight minutes of the tush push.
And additionally, that push on, very strategically, the team that was trying to stop it, the Packers, who introduced the legislation.
Yes. And so, yes, the push on, the photo is them tush pushing against the Green Bay Packers.
And that's kind of my point, is the Eagles have run this same play, and they have 26 minutes of running the same play, where they get a few feet. And I just don't think it fits in the nature of what football is supposed to be. I don't think it's an unstoppable play. I don't think it's against the health.
I just think
the play that it is rugby. It's not football. Mm. And as we grew up with football, the idea, like when, was it Bush that pushed Leinart against Notre Dame?
Yeah,
other way around.
Or was it the other way? That's, there
we
go.
Bush pushed because he got pushed.
Right.
Yeah.
We just said, no, this shouldn't be allowed. This isn't okay. This is not what football is about. And now it's the go-to play in the NFL, and we said it was not okay, and Notre Dame or USC essentially cheated their way to a win over Notre Dame, and now it's like, well, what are we talking about? Why would it be illegal? It's about player health. How about it's just not what we designed football to be?
I love it. I love the tush push. I love that it pisses people off, and my dream... And I don't know if they would ever do it, but like when they play the Packers,
run it.
It is my dream of dreams to run an entire drive of the tush push. Because
at least a red zone set.
Yes. Because like sometimes when they run the tush push, they get like 3-4 yards.
Oh, it's gone for 6 or 7 if they get underneath everybody well enough.
So it is my dream that the bitchy, whiny Packers or whoever voted against this just line up, and it's like, come hell or high water, we're stop it. Four plays in a row, we're gonna tush push to get a first down. I want to see it happen. I think it would be great, because it bothers me that, and this is why I'm pro tush push, anyone can do it, it's available, and no one does it like Philadelphia. Nobody. And so if it was a non-football play and it was unstoppable or whatever, then everyone would do it. But the fact that they do it, and they do it so well, and it's not just with Kelsey, because they've gone now, and he's gone, and they've got Cam Jurgens in there, and it still works. I love the fact that they do something that at least half the league says, we don't want to do this because we can't stop it.
But see, my issue is not that it's unstoppable, it's not, or health or any of that. It's that it's not in the nature of what football was supposed to be.
To ban it. That's not why they're trying to ban it.
And if that were why, then I could support it.
If the Eagles weren't any good at this, and this had like a 20% success rate, pushing from behind, no one would have an issue with this. It's the fact that for the most part, when Philly does this, it's an automatic first down. This is like when they said that it was a Kareem or Wilt. Might have been both. when they said that you can't dunk anymore. They outlawed dunking
in college.
Because, yeah, they're like, hey, we can't stop this, so we're not going to let you do it. And that, I think that's Bush.
Right.
And no one would have a problem with this if it wasn't so successful. So, although to be fair, the Bills run this the second most of any team, and the Bills actually, from all I read, the Bills were actually against it. Don't know if they changed their mind. Well, or
didn't
not.
Work for them against the Chiefs.
But yeah, they had a crappy tush push, and they actually decided to vote against it, even though they use it a bunch. So I don't know. I'm just glad that it's back and that we can finally put this to bed, because I do get tired of the are they or aren't they. So it failed, and I hope it's just dead and gone, and we never have to talk about it again and figure out a way to stop it.
I don't agree with the Packers' reasoning for wanting to ban it. Separate from that, just as a concept, I don't think it fits in football. But I do agree with you that the teams that were pushing for it to be banned, it wasn't, they weren't saying, this is a rugby play. And they were trying to say, it's not safe, and it was really that...
We can't stop it.
The NFC couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One other thing coming out of these meetings, because like the Lions' proposal to change playoff seating, that got shot down, but we did get a new award in the NFL, and I want to get your take on that. Here, though, is Buckwheat SportsCenter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talking some NFL news and notes. Jim Irsay passes away. The tush push alive and well, despite Nemec being a Cobb and the Ass Guy about it. And something you'll actually like, we have a new award in the NFL, which I'm all for, but it's the dumbest name I've ever heard.
This was a lay-in idea they should have had years and years ago.
Yeah.
However, even the naming of the award, which is a lay-in, again, it's a lay-in,
right?
They named it in a way that actually discounts half of the job.
So if you don't know what we're talking about, the NFL today announced that there is going to be a Offensive Lineman of the Year award. But instead of calling it the Offensive Lineman of the Year, which seems like that would be the easiest name of all time, if you wanted to, you could just go like the John Hanna or the Larry Allen, who Anthony Munoz, just pick whoever, whatever great lineman you want to honor.
Right.
And have it be the Anthony Munoz. I was thinking Larry Allen because he died, right?
Yeah.
The Larry Allen NFL Offensive Lineman of the Year Award, but instead it's called the Protector of the Year.
Oh, God. I didn't know that. That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's
so bad.
Here's my huge issue with it, because it's a stupid name
Protector of the Year on
the surface.
Yes.
An offensive lineman does two things.
Yeah.
They protect the quarterback.
It's half the job.
And then the other part, when you block for a running back, no one calls it run protection.
You're road grading people.
No one. No one in the world. So is this just purely?
No.
Because I actually have some confusion. Is it actually only based on?
No.
Okay, then that's the worst.
It is literally for the dumbest offensive thing. So Deion Dawkins,
it upsets me.
Who was one of the tackles for the Buffalo Bills, and then Jason Kelsey and Andrew Whitworth, who's now retired, and I guess so is Kelsey, but they were all pushing for this, and I think it was Whitworth and Dawkins were kind of the two main guys, and then Kelsey's got such a big voice. Obviously, he was throwing this behind there, too, and they announced it today, but yes, it is going to be the Protector of the Year, which just is the clunkiest thing I've ever heard.
It is putting the giant wheel on the front of a bicycle in terms of ideas. Yeah. Like, we have something that works. Why do you have to have that big, clunky, giant wheel at the front of a bicycle like we talked about earlier? That's what the name of this is. Why in the world? How did no one say, hey, guys, cool, don't name it that, because that eliminates half of what the job is.
I don't know. It's just... And maybe eventually we all call it. I know anytime on the show we're talking about it, I'm just going to say it's the lineman of the year. I'm
certainly not going to call it protector of the year.
But I mean, I'm glad they did it. It's a long time coming, because offensive linemen have no way to win awards, right? They can't win offensive player of the year. They can't win the MVP.
All pro and Pro Bowl.
Yeah, that's it. And the Pro Bowl doesn't mean a whole lot anyways.
No.
I thought they should do this with most positions. I mean, we do it in college football, right? I mean, you have the Blitnikoff, you have the Ray Guy.
The Remington.
The Remington. Remington is just for centers, by
right,
the way.
Right, right.
Which, you know, I don't know. That seems a little weird to me. And I was a center. Like I mean, you're an O-lineman. I mean, you already have the best O-lineman award, but in college you have the best center. I don't think you need that. But I don't understand why in the NFL we don't do that, because we always get into the debate of the MVP is always just the quarterback, right? Like, very rarely, I think when you look over the last, whatever it is, 30 years, it's
become that.
It's become it. You're the best quarterback. And so what they do now is they give the offensive player of the year to the running back or the receiver, and they give the MVP to the quarterback. Why not just have it where you have an MVP and then there's a quarterback of the, just like they do in college. Again, take whatever quarterback you want, name it in college, it's the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, right?
Or the Davey O'Brien.
Yeah, the Davey O'Brien. They have both of those.
Johnny Unitas is for senior.
Oh, okay.
Specifically for senior, Davey O'Brien is best quarterback.
So just come up with whatever you want. The NFL loves
the
to
Peyton
blow
Manning me. Quarterback of the year.
Yeah, I would assume it'd be after some dead guy. But yeah, do that and have it be quarterback, lineman, receiver, you know, I don't know, tight end, DB, and all that. And you just have one of those, and at the end of the year, you hand one out, and I'm guessing that because you now have the quote protector of the year, I think within the next 5 years, you will have other awards that will pop
up. D lineman of the year is next up.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. Although the D lineman of the year, at least you can be the defensive player of the year. In fact, I would make the argument more often than not, the defensive player of the year is the best edge rusher.
That's so will that be the penetrator of the year award?
that would be exactly
the penetrator
versus
protector.
That is what that's absolutely, unequivocally the equivalent.
The penetrate. Hey, what did you win? Penetrator of the year. Do you know how to get good penetration?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's better good. Steal that.
Here's how crazy that offensive MVP award is. you know, in terms of the fact that it's like solidified, it has to be a running back and receiver.
Yeah.
The MVP debate was hotly debated this year between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
And people were adamant about their given side. I happen to be a Lamar guy, but there were people who were just as adamant about Josh Allen. Yeah. No one at any point was like, okay, well, whoever doesn't win this, let's give the other guy offensive MVP so that they both get recognized. It's like, nope, it's MVP for the quarterback or nothing. And yeah. I believe Jamar Chase then got offensive MVP. But it's weird that it's not even really a consideration. Like that's not an honorable mention award. You don't, if you're the second best MVP candidate, you cannot possibly win offensive MVP if you're a quarterback.
So I'm looking here at the MVPs of the league, and I got to scroll back. Adrian Peterson got it in 2012.
Did LT win it? LaDainian Tomlinson.
So 2006, Alexander 2005.
Okay, yep.
Going back. So in the last 25 years.
Jerry Rice won one, right?
That's way beyond that. So yeah,
he.
I don't know. No?
I thought he did.
No, he never won one. So if you go back the last 25 years, you've got LT. Sean Alexander and Adrian. So three in the last 25 years have been non-quarterbacks.
And Marshall Faulk never did it, right?
Let me go back because he would have been before that too. No, he won one before the 25
years. Okay, I thought you meant in that window. So I was saying like he never won one in that window then.
No,
huh?
So.
But he was before.
He was before that. So Faulk won one before that. Terrell Davis won one.
Right.
Okay. Barry Sanders won one.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith won one.
But now we're in the 90s.
Now
running backs were king.
Yeah.
So.
The best one is, I know this, I had to scroll all the way back, but I knew this off the top of my head. I didn't know what year, but 1982, Mark Moseley, a field goal kicker, was the MVP. You want to talk about I'll take things that will never happen again for $1 million. Mark Moseley, the runner-up, Dan Fouts, by the way. How pissed are you if you were down Dan Fouts that you lost out to Mark Moseley? Also, Brian Sipe, Cleveland Browns great, won an MVP. But if you go to the AP, Offensive Player of the Year, right? Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, Derrick Henry, Michael Thomas. Hey, there's Mahomes. Todd Gurley, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, DeMarco Murray, Adrian Peterson, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Chris Johnson, LaDainian Tomlinson, Sean Alexander, Jamal Lewis, Priest Holmes, Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk won it 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Then Terrell Davis, then Barry Sanders, then Terrell Davis. So you can see the AP is almost always the non-quarterback.
Right.
And so why not just have different awards. It's silly. You're right. That's a very good point you made, that if Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson were so hotly debated, just give one the AP Player of the Year. But we had to reward Saquon Barkley because he had a historical season.
Yeah, it was Barkley. It wasn't Chase.
No, it was Saquon Chase, Barkley.
See, I think Chase should have won it over Barkley. Barkley had a great postseason, and I get it. You know, he had a good regular season. Jamar Chase, didn't he lead the league in receiving yards, receptions, and touchdowns? He won the triple crown receivers.
I think Cooper Kupp did that a couple years ago, too.
And he also should have won AP Offensive Player of the Year, and I think
but
he
it would
might've.
Solve the problem if you just gave the Jim Brown Award to Saquon Barkley, and then you could go and give
the Jerry Rice
to Jerry Rice or whatever. It makes sense.
Yes, it does.
College football does it. Why the NFL does it, I have no idea.
And
we
honestly,
do have the Protector of the Year now, which we can now debate and people won't understand. And there'll be people that are like, you are a moron. You don't know guards versus centers and, you know, tackles. This will almost always go to a tackle, I'm assuming.
There might be an every once. Like Zach Martin had a couple years where he may have had a chance to win it.
Yes.
But yeah, it's almost always going to go.
This is going to turn. And now we're going to turn into something else where
guards and interior offensive
guards and centers are going to get pissy because this is almost always going to go to tackles because tackles are the glory positions of the O-line, even though you are seeing more and more O-lines now built across. The idea that you paid a left tackle and no one else is starting to kind of die out in the NFL. Right tackles are getting paid almost what left tackles are getting, and more guards and centers are also getting a little bit of the bank. I think people realize that having one O-lineman that gets paid a lot and four others that are kind of average, maybe not the best way to build your team out. One more segment, we wrap it up, and then we move into Club 1080, right here on 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Last night in the playoffs, we had a couple of duds. The Panthers kicked the crap out of the Canes, and then in the third quarter, Oklahoma City mashed the gas, and that wasn't much of a game. And before that, it was kind of boring anyways. But we got a couple of bangers tonight. We got the Stars and Oilers 1-1 and just going back and forth. And then the Knicks-Pacers game has been fun, although we just watched Obi Toppin rear back and try to throw one down, bricked a dunk. I mean, about as bad as you can get. And then down on the other end, Karl Anthony Towns knocked down a three.
Yeah, it was a wide open lane, like a good
old
fashioned.
Nobody was even in the paint.
Like a back rim clank that went out back to the 3-point line and ended up in a transition three the other way.
And the best part is, dude, that, I mean, he could have laid that thing in. That was a watch me throw this down and make a highlight and just jammed it off the back of the rim.
Yeah, he was aiming for a major highlight. Like, he added some extra sauce on it. He cocked it back a little extra far and then just clanked it. That's a 5-point swing.
Dude, it's so bad.
Here's the dunk again.
There's no one anywhere near him.
No.
He's all alone in the key. He throws it off the back of the iron.
He's yelling, and the yell turns from, like, aggression to, oh, no.
Is that the equivalent of dropping the ball before the goal line?
Pretty close.
Which is more embarrassing? Like
dropping the ball before a goal line.
Dropping the ball before the goal line.
Because it's more rare, right? Like, touchdowns are more precious than one basket.
Sure.
So that's why it's like you had one job. Yeah. There's a line on the field that you just have to, like,
but as far as it just being all out there in front of you and having no excuse to miss it, like, your eye level at the rim, you could just drop it in.
And then you're lagging back on defense because you look like a jackass, and Karl Anthony Towns beats you down the floor and hits a wide open three.
It's really bad.
Does that put a little extra, FU?
It's really bad.
That's not so good. I always feel bad like that. Although the dropping the ball before the goal line does happen more than you think.
When DeSean Jackson did it in the U.S. Army All-American game, I think he did a front flip into the end zone and dropped the ball before.
That's right.
I thought that would be the end of it because it was so embarrassing.
That was the first one I ever remember. That was kind of the first one on record.
And I was like, this will never happen again because he's a high school kid on national TV, all-star game. This will get so heavily covered and he will get so badly mocked. This will never happen again. And it happens a lot.
Yeah. I always think it's because they're looking up at the video board. You know, whenever you watch a guy running down the field, and he's, I always feel like he's glancing up at the jumbo
to see if somebody's closing on
him. Well, I just think you like looking at yourself. I think you like looking at yourself a lot.
Just get across. I mean, there was one this year in college football where a player dropped the ball thinking the 5-yard line was the goal line. That's inexcusable. Like, yeah. 5 yards short. Yeah,
I
don't know. I mean, crazy.
I've never run a football in my life. I think I fell on a fumble once. I never even got to pick up a ball and run. Like, because when I was a little kid, I always had the two stripes.
You never got a fat guy touchdown?
No, no.
Wow.
My senior year in our bowl game, they let us score a fat guy touchdown. They threw, but I was a center. You can't throw the ball.
You can't do that.
You can't.
Nope.
So our tackle got to have a fat guy touchdown in our bowl game my senior year. But no, I never picked up a fumble. Fell on a couple, but I have 0 yards. 0 yards in my football career. Because when I was little, again, they always put stripes because I was too big. So I was never allowed to catch or run the ball. And then by the time I was in junior high, again, I was an offensive lineman. And I guess I played defense, but there was never a scoop and score, never a nothing.
Never a pick? Never a batted ball that knocked out of the air?
No. So I don't know what it's like. So maybe if I got in that moment, maybe I'd drop the ball before the goal line. I mean, like, it's easy for me to be like, you dumbass, how could you do that? But I don't know. Maybe after running 7 yards, I'd be winded and gassed and drop the ball too. But yeah, it is quite embarrassing.
It's bad. But a missed dunk in the playoffs in which you add that much sauce to make it that spicy. Buck's right. The yell where he's yelling like, and then your guy, the guy you're guarding, goes and hits a three on the other end.
Anytime someone celebrates, it's like remember when Nick Young shot the three and turned around?
Yep.
Like, he shot the three and then turned around and, like, put his hands up, like, bah.
Swaggy P?
Yeah, that's, and it hit the Ryan, and I think it, like, came back and hit him. I think it came back and hit him off a rebound. Like, anytime someone does that, it's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, I always laugh. Sometimes I get that in the gym where some dude has, like, a gajillion pounds on, he has no reason to do it. He's like, bah! And then it just falls on him.
Yeah.
I can't help, I just laugh. I'm like, really? If you're going to yell and scream, you better make damn sure that weight's going up. Otherwise, you look like a damn fool.
That's what's so amazing about Steph, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Steph puts a lot of sauce on his threes where he turns around before the ball's in.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't watch a lot of Golden State games, but I have over the course of their playoff history. I don't ever remember him turning and going the other way on a miss.
I've never seen him do it and miss. And I'm not sure that he has.
That's incredible.
I don't, you think about
this. Because he does it a lot.
Is there anything in your life that you have ever been confident enough to taunt before it's over?
Yes.
I want to hear about this, because I don't think I have ever been good enough at anything.
And it belongs in the club.
All right.
Because it's not.
I have a sports one first. As a pitcher, the pitcher.
Hold on, save it. We'll do it.
Mine's not clubby, but
it doesn't matter.
We'll
still do it. We come back in the club. And then I also have the world's worst prison escape of all time. And would you do this naked? Club 1080, when we come back.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide.
Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.